Like Glue Radio. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, the Dream Business Coach. This is the podcast to learn how to create your dream business so you, too, can live your dream lifestyle. I'm the founder and creator of the Dream Business Academy and the Dream Business Coaching and Mastermind Program, and I coach entrepreneurs and small business owners at all levels to build the business of their dreams. Today's episode is brought to you by the Dream Business Academy. It is a three-day event taking place in Providence, Rhode Island. That's our seventh Dream Business Academy. That's September 27th, 28th, and 29th, 2017. This is a marketing and business building event where you will learn how to create your million-dollar platform. It's exactly how I've grown my multiple businesses. You can learn more at Dream Biz Academy. Get $100 off your ticket price using the coupon code PODCAST at checkout. That's Dream Biz, DreamBizAcademy.com, and use the coupon code PODCAST. Okay, I am very excited about this week's show. My special guest is executive coach, leadership coach, Lolly Descal. Let me briefly introduce Lolly, and we'll bring her right on. Lolly is one of the most sought-after executive leadership coaches in the world. Her extensive cross-cultural experience spans 14 countries, 6 languages, and hundreds of companies. As founder and CEO of Lead From Within, her proprietary leadership program is engineered to be a catalyst for leaders who want to enhance performance and make a meaningful difference in their companies, their lives, and the world. Based on a mix of modern philosophy, science, and nearly 30 years coaching top executives, Lolly's perspective on leadership continues to break new ground and produce exceptional results. One of her many awards and accolades, Lolly was designated a top 50 leadership and management expert by Inc. magazine. Her writing has appeared in HBR, Inc.com, Fast Company in the Ask the Expert section, Huffington Post, and Psychology Today, just to name a few others. And I am so excited to have her on. She is a mutual friend of our she's a friend of our mutual friend, Denise Griffiths. Lolly, how are you doing today?
I am great. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, thank you. I want to dive right in. I want to ask you about your new book, but first I always like to ask about your entrepreneurial journey. Were your parents entrepreneurs? You know, were you inspired? Where did you get your entrepreneurial genes from?
What a great question. My mother had her own business. My father had his own business. And it's interesting, my siblings, they all work for themselves. It's such a great question that you're asking that. I never thought of it that way. I guess we've all been entrepreneurs for two generations.
That's crazy. And so did you after high school, did you go to college and get a job and then become an entrepreneur, or were you in the entrepreneurial right from the beginning, in the entrepreneurial world?
It's interesting. I never thought of working for someone else. I always thought I wanted to do my own thing. And so, you know, right after college, it was about me. It was, what was I going to do? What was I interested in doing? And I didn't wake up and say, I'm going to be a coach, or I'm going to be coaching leaders and be a business consultant. It's not something I thought I was going to do, but I was very interested in philosophy and psychology and interested in people and helping them and getting their best potential and being their better self. And that's how it developed that I became a coach and having my own business.
Good for you. Did you always start working with, CEOs of major corporations, or did you start more in the entrepreneurial world and work your way up, or did you always know you wanted to kind of roll with the big dog, so to speak?
I didn't think about it that way. When you're of service to others, it's anybody that comes your way, you say, oh, I would love to help. I'd like to be of service to you. But it happened that I was teaching a workshop on something on grounding and meditation, on a whole different aspect, just to how to be grounded and get more balance in your life. And one of my participants who was in the class was, I need your help. And he started to talk to me about one of his problems, and I didn't know who he was at the time. And it turns out he had a big name, and he had a big problem. And the way I was able to help him was something that he felt, wow, I really want to be connected to this woman. And he asked me to come along and work with him in his business. And I was able to shift the problem very fast, very simple, uncomplicated. I empowered him to be a better leader. And he recommended me to any single person that would listen. He would talk about me at cocktail parties and at all kinds of functions. You must meet my coach. You must meet my coach. And that's how it started. And as we say, and so on and so on and so forth.
So on and so on and so forth. So how quickly did you grow? I mean, did you experience some of the initial growing pains at every entrepreneur, or did you start getting referred around a lot, and then did that take off pretty quickly?
I think being an entrepreneur has this thing that I call waves. There are sometimes that things are exponential. They grow. You're in your flow. Everything is wonderful. And then things just start to slow down. I always, when I'm in my slowdown period, that's when I get very excited and I ask myself a question, how can I pivot? What do I need to do to take myself to the next level? Because if I'm always going to be doing the same thing over and over again, I'm going to get the same results, right? Einstein said that. So being an entrepreneur, it's almost like you're always like a chameleon. You're always like having to, what are the environments I'm in? How do I need to change? How do I need to pivot? What do I need to become? These are questions that I'm constantly asking myself.
You know, I was looking at your blog in preparation for this, and you did a blog post, How Leaders Build Great Organizations and How They Destroy Them. I don't want to put you on the spot. I don't know why you wrote that. Can you share a couple choices they make that help build great companies, and then also a couple choices of how people can destroy their companies?
So I'm a big believer that at any given moment, any leader, any person can choose between greatness, which I call success and purpose and being, you know, being who you need to be, and of being in your gap, of being in a place where you're not getting the results you want, you're stuck, your business isn't growing, your company isn't growing, you're not having the connections that you want, and it all stems from who you are. And I think that every single person, an entrepreneur, a leader, a business person, they all need to decide to do a couple of things. Number one is to be able to learn how to communicate, to not to tell half-truths, but to tell whole truths, to tell about what's going on in your business and how you could help. I think people need to learn how to trust each other. I think people need to have integrity with each other, and that means of how you do things. The craft of what you do things. I think you need to be loyal. If someone's good to you, you need to step out of your way and go the extra mile for them. And the opposite is true for bad companies. When you have a company that's all about what have you done for me and I don't have to tell you everything and what's this thing about trust and I will get as much as I can from you, those are the kind of companies that don't really have longevity.
Good points, all of them. So I want to ask you about your new book, but real quick first, you have a book came out about 3 years ago, I believe, Thoughts Spoken from the Heart. What was that book about?
So I coach at a very high level with leaders in organizations, and over the years, I have this way of saying certain things, which all of my clients call lollyisms, and it's these thoughts that I always say that inspire leaders to then say to their teams. And one of my clients said, I can't remember that lollyism that you said on the coaching call. I want to remember. And so I started to accumulate the hundreds and hundreds. It was like it turned out to be 1,000 little lollyisms that I always say. And I put it into a little book, and I put it on Amazon. And so all my leaders buy them in bulk to give to their teams. I have one organization that starts every meeting with a lollyism just to break the ice. And then they go into their meeting and to their agenda, because people need to connect on a different level if they're going to trust each other, if they're going to be transparent with each other. And the thoughts that are spoken from my heart are in that book, and they use it as a tool to connect to other folks, to go deeper, to have better connections.
Lollyisms. How cool is that? I mean, the fact that you have your own sayings, but now they're even called lollyisms. That's pretty cool. I think you and I would have a great conversation sometime over a beer or something, because I have quite a few sayings myself. In fact, I put them up on the wall at my events, and so that's pretty cool. So your new book called The Leadership Gap, What Gets Between You and Your Greatness. Tell me about the book.
So this book is published by a big publisher, Parfolio. It's coming out in May, and it is the accumulation of all the work that I have been doing over 3 decades. In this book, you will learn my rethink system that I teach every single leader around the world. And it has stories. You can have an insight and a peek into the boardrooms across America and around the world of what's really happening at a very high level.
So tell me more. I'm intrigued. So is this kind of a reflective reflection, or I don't know what the right word is, of your 30-year career, or what motivated you to write this book?
So this book is actually the system of what I teach, and it will teach every single person that reads this book. It'll almost be having like Lolly as a coach, because what it does, it illustrates and it defines how someone can be in their greatness, how someone can be successful, and how what are the things that cost them in being successful. And if you go through the system, it teaches you all the steps, but it also teaches you how to leverage your weaknesses, which are called your gaps in my book. And if you can do that, what it does is it allows you to embrace all parts of yourself. There are many systems out there that will talk about your strengths, that will give you a definitive of who you are in DISC and Myers-Briggs. All of those will tell you things about who you are, but none of them will tell you about the shadow, the gaps that causes from having that same talent, from having that same skill. And this book does that for you. And so it's like having Lolly as a coach. And so once you learn the system, it's a shortcut, I think, to greatness, to true success.
Sounds really cool. What, you know, there's a lot of books about leadership out there, Lolly. What makes this one so different? How are you going to be jumping off the shelf, so to speak, and besides doing interviews like this and get in front of a lot of people?
So I read a book a day, and I read books in leadership. I read books in business. I read books in psychology, philosophy, poetry, anything that really interests me, biographies. And most books, they talk about why things why are things, right? Simon Sinek talked about why. People talk about how. People talk about when, where. Most books will tell you that. It's a blueprint, right? But then I found there was a void out there. I found that within every book, I think they're great and they're wonderful books, and I think everybody should own all those books. But if we don't know who we are, then all the how and the when and the why and the where makes no sense. It's a leader that I will say to him, you need to do this. A, B, C, D. When do you need to do it? By next Wednesday. Where should you do it? In front of the board or in front of your clients or in front of your customer. But if that leader isn't ready, that entrepreneur isn't ready, that person isn't ready, it doesn't matter what I'm telling them. And so the thing is that I found a very early on pattern that it was who they were going to be in their greatness made the biggest matter in how successful they were going to be in their business, in their leadership, and in their lives. So that's what makes this different. It talks about the who, and it also talks about the shadows, the gaps that come with that who.
Ooh, the shadows. Now I'm intrigued even more. You write about the 7 leadership styles, and I know you've talked about the gaps. So can you talk a little bit about that?
So I don't know how much time we have, so I'll start with one example, and you tell me if you want me to continue or not, because I think they're all important. So the first one is the rebel. But I'm sure everybody on this podcast is going to say, that's me, that's me. The rebel is someone who wants to make an impact on the world. They want to make a difference in the world. And in order to do that, they have to have the confidence in order to make that happen. Now, I'm not talking about confidence where you stand in front of the mirror and you say, I'm the best, I'm the greatest. That's not confidence. Confidence comes from the capabilities that you have and the competence that you have. And when you add those together, you have confidence to do what you need to do. But for every single rebel that has the confidence, right, and the competence, there is a gap. There is a shadow that lives within us. And that's the imposter who has self-doubt. It's the entrepreneur and the small business owner that says, if they only knew that I don't really know everything, they'll stop listening to me. If they only knew that I have failed so many times, like, why should they be listening to me? Because they're not up to where they want to be, right? They're failing now. It's these little negative messages that we keep saying to ourselves that cause us to have self-doubt. And this gap can cost us in our greatness, which is our true success, our true purpose. So that's what this book does. It goes through the 7 archetypes in this manner. It tells you the great parts of who we need to be, and it gives you the gap. For now, the gap is the imposter who has self-doubt. If we don't learn to leverage that imposter, it's going to end up costing us.
Really profound. Yeah, I think you're right. Everybody thinks they're a rebel. What would be another one?
So another one is I love the hero. I mean, I love them all because I think all of them are very important. I think everybody should go out and get the book and learn all of them. But there's the hero. The hero is someone who is courageous. That means that they're scared to do something, but they do it anyway. They're brave. And I'm sure all of us listening on this podcast have experienced times that we've been fearful, but we've done it anyway. We showed up and we were brave about it. But for every single one of us that has been the hero, there has been a gap. And the gap is when we're a bystander. A bystander is fearful. And when we are fearful, this is what we end up doing. When we hear something, we don't say anything. When we see something, we don't do anything. And being a bystander in our business, being a bystander in our lives can really cost us in our greatness, can really cost us to do the things we want to do in our lives. So knowing the difference between the two and learning to leverage the bystander within you really is a game changer.
That's awesome. We got another 10 minutes, so I'm going to ask you for one more. We'll see how we can do here, but give me one more. So you got rebel, okay. You got hero. Well, who else do we have?
This one, I'm sure everybody on this podcast is going to say, that's me, because the truth is I want to tell you something about these archetypes. These archetypes are within all of us. Every single one of us have these archetypes. And I know that for a fact because after 3 decades of working with people and thousands of people, these people say, how do you know me, Lolly? That's me. Yeah, you know who I am. So let's take the next one that is a pattern within everybody. It is the navigator. The navigator is a very smart individual. And when there comes to challenges, when there comes to stresses, when there comes to problems, they're really, really good at solving problems. They're very practical. They're very pragmatic. People come to them for advice all the time. And because that is true, they're trusted. People trust them. But for every navigator that is out there is a fixer who is arrogant. And so you might be saying, oh, what is that like? So the fixer is someone who doesn't steer you through a problem like a navigator does. The fixer, all they do is they sound like this. You have a problem? Well, this is what you should do. How you should do it, when you should do it, why you should do it, and do it now. I did it. It worked for me. Do it my way or it won't work at all. You know, the fixer is always constantly telling you what to do instead of showing you what to do. And when that is true, it comes across as arrogant. I know this happens in marriages. I know this happens in partnerships. And I know this happens in leadership. You never want someone to keep telling you what to do. You want somebody who can show you, who can navigate through problems. That's how you empower people. When you fix people, you disempower people. So that's another archetype that is very important to ask yourself, am I standing in my greatness or am I leading from my gaps?
Do you think we're typically one of these seven archetypes, or are we like some kind of an amalgamation of all of them?
Great question. The way this system works is that we're the sum of all of these archetypes. These archetypes are situational. And what's great about learning this system is that any given moment, whatever you're doing in your life, whatever meeting you have, whatever relationship you have, whatever partnership you have, you could ask yourself, who do I need to be in this moment? Do I need to be the rebel? Do I need to be the truth teller? Do I need to be the hero? Do I need to be the navigator? Do I need to be the knight? And then you know which will give you the greatness and which will give you the gap. So that's why I really like this system, because you could show up in your greatness at any moment.
Wow. What can we do? You know, I got a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to this. Program, what can we do to go from good to great? Like I'm sure there's probably 10 things. What's like steps one or two?
So I think number one and the only one is to constantly know who you are. Number one is that who you are is the most important, right? But more than that, how does someone go from good to great? Is that this is like making the choice. And what do I mean by that is that I believe that for every single person, greatness is a destiny. But many people don't believe that and don't think it's available to them. So I want everybody listening on this podcast to realize is that greatness is a choice because it's available to everyone. So if you choose greatness and you really work on being the best part of who you are and you bring that to every moment, you can get the results you want. You can create the business that you want. You can create the dream business that you're looking for. And it all starts from making that choice to choose greatness.
You had another blog on your website called How to Be a Really Good Leader and Great Manager. I'm just curious about the way you phrase that. Do you think there's leaders and managers, or are there great managers who are also good leaders?
So all of that, what you just said, is true, but I think that there's a big distinction, because I believe that great managers have certain skills and great leaders have certain skills, but a great leader needs to have manager skills within them, and a great manager needs to have leadership skills within them, but how they do it is different. So a leader sets the vision, right? A leader is about future, but the manager is about what are we going to do today to make that vision come true. And I think managers and leaders must work together in order to create something significant. But each one has separate parts, and each one must empower their people in different ways, but they come together for the same thing, for the future and for the vision of the company, of the business.
Yeah, I was looking at that blog. It said leaders seek to innovate while managers seek to copy. Leaders take a long-range perspective while managers take a short-term view. I think that's very accurate.
Yes.
Tell me how that came about. What were you working with certain companies of different sizes, observing the different qualities of those? Because they're clearly different levels on, you know, the old organizational chart.
Yeah, so usually what happens is I'm hired by the board to work with the leaders. And when I'm working with leaders, they say, wow, this is so important. You need to talk to my managers. We have to create a workshop so they understand how they need to manage. And usually it's a ripple effect. I will start from the top, but I will work my way through every organization in order that everybody's congruent and saying the same message, speaking the same language, and have the same vision. But everybody has to know what their role is in order to be working in harmony and working towards the same goals.
That's awesome. How can you tell if you're dumbing down your leadership? Again, another blog. Your blog is awesome, by the way. There's so much good information up there. So tell me about dumbing down leadership. What's that look like?
So dumbing down leadership is all about you're a smart leader, right? But you're not your full potential. And when a leader could be something of greatness, like we just talked about, or a leader could be, you know, leading from their gaps. And the question is that sometimes leaders, they don't realize that they hold this position, but it's a privilege, right? And every single day they have to ask themselves, what does it mean to be a leader? And how can I take myself to the next level? And just because I've gotten to this level of what some would consider great, how can I grow who I am? The way I do that is I have certain rituals that I do on a daily basis in order to take myself to the next level. And I encourage all my leaders to do the same. Learn a new skill, read something new, have a new objective, you know, work on future goals rather than working on what's happening today. So the reason why I say don't dumb down your leadership is because everybody has greatness within them.
Super. Hey, what's one last message you'd like to share with our audience as we get ready to close here?
Number one is please go and get the leadership gap, what gets between you and your greatness, because I really believe that it will give you the insight and the missing links to what is happening in your business right now and even in your life. And what I really want to leave people with is that who you are being while you are living and leading is the most important question that you could ask yourself and answer.
And where should they get the book? Do you want them to go to Amazon or to your website, or what would be the best place for them?
For all your listeners, we have amazing bonuses and gifts available right now if they pre-order the book at theleadershipgapbook.com. And it's available only until the 16th of May, And I think even if you buy one book, pre-order one book, you get a $97 assessment. Most leaders pay for it individually, $97, and they have to pay for each one on their teams, $97. So it's free if you pre-order a book. And then you can find me at lollydaskal.com and on social media, Lolly Daskal. I love connecting with people. Ask me questions. Say what's on your mind. Speak to me because I am available and accessible.
Hey, it's been great connecting with you. Thank you so much for coming on my program, Lolly. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. This was such a privilege and a pleasure.
All right. Hey, folks, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Light Glue Radio. Thanks again to my sponsor, Dream Business Academy, for sponsoring the show. Again, you get $100 off registration at Dream Biz Academy, dreambizacademy.com. Use the coupon code podcast at checkout. Save $100. By the way, that's saving $100 off the early registration discount right now. Thank you to my editors, assistants, and all my Dream Team members that make it so easy to do what I do and actually make me look good. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, the Dream Business Coach. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Until next week, another great episode. You take good care.